This is just like listening to a conversation being held by the many people who congregate on one of the most popular blocks in the largest area of Black America.
Small Talk at 125th and Lenox. Gil Scott-Heron wrote this song 38 years ago.
Watermelon and mustard greens.
Harlem has changed plenty since 1970, but 125 and Lenox is still special. It's the symbolic center of Harlem, the corner of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X Boulevards, a place whose very name celebrates Black identity. Now that corner has a Starbucks and other chain stores, while historic old buildings are gone. And with the plan to rezone the whole length of 125th Street, the pace of change may have just gotten quicker.
Now you have to ask yourself, why is it a great street?
That's Emmanuel Pratt. He's a Harlem-based artist and architect, and right now he's training his eye on the north side of 125 between Park and Madison.
You see a beautiful building, which is obviously being claimed for renovation because of its cultural value and historic value. Right next door to it, you see a building that I've known to be abandoned for about 10, 15 years.
Last year, the American Planning Association named 125 one of America's 10 great streets. They cited the street's, quote, exemplary character, quality, and planning. But Pratt thinks the greatness has to do with something else.
It's because of the people. And if you change the nature of the zoning, there's a lot of concern about what happens to the people that are here. It changes the dynamic and the character of the street.
Pratt gives an example of a recent moment that was classic 125th Street.
James Brown's funeral. Street became, everybody's like, yo, this is 125, son, this is it. And what you saw was the blocks were locked off. People were dancing in the streets, and it was a festive occasion based off of celebration of, like, this is not only him, but this is all about us.
You can't talk about 125th Street and not acknowledge the role it plays in African-American identity. And not just in the past, but still today, with the Apollo Theater and the Studio Museum and the constellation of vendors representing Black arts and politics and religion. That heritage may or may not be of interest to all developers, but it's obvious enough to tourists. It's the reason they come here, some on double-decker tour buses, and the more intrepid on foot, like these French people.
C'est fait partie de New York. C'est l'identité New York.
Harlem is part of the identity of New York, she says.
Which identity?
Quelle identité?
Le peuple noir américain, voilà.
The Black American people, she says. But just a few blocks off 125, the ethnic character of Harlem is changing.
I don't think we're as much in the minority anymore, for better or for worse.
Elizabeth Wilcox and Stephen Pay are walking home on St. Nicholas Avenue, carrying grocery bags from Fairway. They live in one of the new condo buildings that have sprouted up south of 125.
Almost our entire building is non-Black people. That in itself helps you feel like you're in this little bubble. When you go outside, you see people like yourselves.
It's frightening.
Sista Powell is feeling the anxiety of gentrification. Her vantage point is 125 and 5th, where she used to sell soul music and art and incense beneath a red, black, and green Black nationalist flag.
This is where the meeting grounds is for the Black race. This is it, 125th Street. So I don't know where our meeting place will be with all the changes that's going on.
Now the spot where Powell used to set up is covered with scaffolding. The building is coming down. Powell came to Harlem 48 years ago as a child from Charleston, South Carolina. These days, she says, people are traveling the opposite way.
A lot of people went to the South, went to Atlanta. You have some people went to Africa. You know, you had some people just left. Because they know that they won't be able to be here to pay the rent, afford these high condos. It's impossible.
The rezoning has provisions, newly increased, for affordable housing. It promises funding to help the transition for local businesses that will be displaced. Some community groups are still opposing the plan. But Sista Powell's view is a little different. She thinks the rezoning won't do any harm that hasn't already taken place.
From the 60s all the way up to the 80s, it was drugs and alcohol and the Vietnam era.
She recites the litany of trouble that contributed to weakening Harlem long before today's planners and developers took an interest.
AIDS came in. Crack cocaine came in. Most people here in Harlem, they lost their apartments. And they lost their children. They lost people that were close to them because a lot of people wind up going in the prison system.
Powell says all she wants is for the people who made it through the hard times, who held Harlem together while it frayed, to have a place in its renewal.
It's just not for the big elephants. How about the little ants, too?
The garden looks pretty run down now, but it's really beautiful in the summertime.
At the corner of 126 and Frederick Douglass, there's a small community garden protected from the street by a mesh wire fence. Sharifa Rhodes Pitts is a writer who's finishing a book on Harlem. She chanced upon the garden one summer day.
They grow all kinds of greens and beans and strawberries and everything. It's a really great place, and lots of senior citizens gather here.
Across from the garden, the block between 125 and 126 has been sold. The various small businesses are shutting down. It's likely some big building will come up on this prime site, across from the Magic Johnson Cinema and steps from the A-train. But a new building will also block the southern light that the plants in the community garden need to grow.
So the future of this garden, even though its land is protected, its light is not protected.
And neither are the people who use it. Rezoning may preserve this and other Harlem community assets, but preserving the community is another matter. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
Many suggestions and documents written. Never really there. Yes, but the heat in the summer was there.